Well, a Calgary mother is getting attention for doing something that lots of parents dream of, going on strike. For 6 days, Jessica Stilwell did no dishes, vacuuming, tidying, bathroom cleaning, laundry. On her blog, she says she took the action because she is, quote, doing her kids a disservice by cleaning up after them all the time. Well, joining me in studio to weigh in on this is Tanya Toledano. Hello again, Tanya.
Hi, Sue.
We spoke about a year ago.
We did.
Tanya's a mom of four and writes the blog MontrealMom.com. And on the line with us is none other than Kenny Bodanis. Hello, Kenny.
Hey, Sue.
And our listeners will remember Kenny does weather for us. And he's also a father of two and has a blog called MenGetPregnant2.com. So I'm going to start with you, Tanya. What do you think of this mom going on strike?
I say more power to her. I'm all for it. We have to, as parents, find creative ways to deal with what's going on at home. Different kids, different things. Whether it'll work for her in the long run, I can't say. Only she'll be able to tell us. But we have to find creative ways of dealing with it because it gets to the point that it's just too much. And we really do. I find that our generation of parents tends to coddle our children, tends to do so much for them. And we are raising a generation of kids who just can't do for themselves, don't want to do for themselves. They are entitled to whatever it is that we are doing for them. As if you read her blog, you know, she'll say, you know, like, I can't believe you didn't clean the kitchen, Mom. And I'm all for it.
All right, Kenny, what do you think?
You know what I like what she did is she didn't tell them she was going on strike. Because my mom went on strike when I was about 12. But the problem is she told us. And if you tell any child, I'm going to see who lasts longer, you or me, you're going to have a real fight on your hands. So all we discovered, she went on strike for a week, and all I discovered was I had more than enough clothes and more than enough dishes to get me through the week. And if not, I could just eat off the table.
Well, apparently, the mother in Calgary, her kids didn't even notice.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I don't think my kids would notice. It would take a long while. But teenagers, I guess, especially girls, she has girls too, and they pick up on dirt a lot more quickly than boys do. I wonder if it would have teenage boys, if they really would have cared, just scrape the mold off the bread and keep going.
Oh, you know what? I don't know if that's true or not, Tanya. Is that your experience? Do you have boys and girls?
I have boys and girls.
Yeah, mine are equally messy, I have to say.
So mine are, they take turns on who's being messy or who's not. But between the boys, I have one who's usually, you know, more neat and usually more messy.
Okay, so I guess the question to ask, and Kenny, maybe I'll start with you since you're kind of alluding to it, this. Does it work? Is it successful?
I think it would work with kids that age, especially since she didn't tell them, because they'll pick up on the squalor, especially if they care about their own hygiene. With my kids who are age 7 and 5, I'm still lucky because they're still in the years where, you know, movie night is important. Like, I'm in the middle of making a tuna casserole and there's broccoli in it, and they're going to refuse to eat it because of the green pieces. But I can hold it over them, and tonight is also movie night, which trumps the green pieces.
So, okay.
Me going on strike, it would just get me arrested and have my children taken away that they're too young. But I think for teenagers, it just might work.
Uh-huh. Tanya, what do you think? Is it a successful strategy?
I think it can be for older kids. I was talking to a friend about it today, and I said for younger kids, it would be more difficult. But yeah, I think that it could work. But I'm with Kenny that it would take them a long time to figure it out. And but yeah, I think it could work. But depends on the kids, depends on the family.
So I was reading your blog today, and you have and your husband have come up with this system. Can you explain it to our listeners of ticketing?
We actually haven't started it yet. I was about to launch this program, actually, at home next week, Shea Toledano. About a week and a half ago, I walked by my boy's room, and just the mess was insane. And I just said, and I'm tired of nagging, so I said, I should just leave them a ticket. I really should leave them a ticket. And so I did. I created a ticket with various infractions. So we have environmental infractions, such as, you know, not cleaning up after yourself, not making your bed. Screaming and screeching would be environmental infractions. I also have
criminal infractions. I noticed this one, unsolicited body contact. Is that hitting?
Well, it could be all kinds of things. It could be hitting. It could be just touching. It could be to the point where they get so much in each other's personal spaces that then the conflicts arise. Like, he touched me. He pinched me. Stay out. You know, so that's unsolicited body contact, yes. So even I've got one who just loves to hug his little sister when she doesn't really want to be hugged. So he does it once, okay, but then she says stop. He has to learn to stop. So that would be unsolicited
body
contact.
So the idea behind the ticket is that they then have to pay, like, real money or other things?
No, no, not real money at this point. But I do, actually, if my kids do something, like, you know, break something, not by accident, but if my kids will break something by because they're abusing it or being wild with it or whatever, I actually have done that. My husband and I have said to them, you know what? You broke it. You're going to pay for it. Not the littlest one, who's six, but for the older ones. But so no, there are penalties such as that, like, you know, you got to think that the punishment's got to fit the crime, sort of a proper consequence. So if they're going to have an environmental infraction, then they need to do something good for the community. So they'll have to repair whatever damage they've done, which I guess if they screeched or screamed, they can't do that. But they can stop screeching or screaming, and they are going to have to do what mom and dad are calling community service.
But do you know how many tickets they need before it's gone too far? Like, is just one ticket enough to have to do community service? How does that work?
When do you have to bring in the Denver boot is what I'm wondering.
So actually, Kenny, to answer your question, if you go on the blog, you'll see it. But for most of the infractions, you just get the ticket. But then there are some what we call misdemeanors. So if they've forgotten a lunchbox at school or whatnot, or forgotten their homework or the agenda, these things are going to happen. And we have to understand kids still will be kids. So for those, they just get a ticket. But after the third penalty, there would be more of a consequence and more of a penalty, as we call it.
So Kenny,
you still have to come up with the punishment. You have to think on the fly, right?
I don't know. It seems like on her blog, she's got already quite a list of punishments that they want to know. I'm curious why you're asking all these questions. Is this something you're thinking of adopting? Are you saying that?
Well, because it sounds like it would be a great idea, because what we're doing, we always have the long-term big thing pie in the sky. My son wants to save up for an iPod Touch, I think it's called. Now, he has a guinea pig, so his responsibility is to take care of the guinea pig, make sure it has water and food and hay. And if he can't take care of the guinea pig, I love environmental infraction, by the way, the hay on his bedroom floor is definitely an environmental infraction. So if he can't take care of the living animal, then we tell him, well, there's no way you're going to be responsible for an iPod Touch. But then can you apply the no iPod Touch to everything? You can't really. So we're constantly thinking of, okay, no this toy, no that toy, no playtime. But I'm wondering if you have a set rule of punishments. Are there five punishments that are the go-to when you have enough tickets?
There are. It's all on the blog. You'll see it. There are set penalties to go with the infractions. We've built in some latitude. Like, if they are a continuous offender, mom and dad reserve the right to put them into what we're going to call a rehab program, where we'll have to get more creative. But yeah, there are, because I think kids need to know what the expectation is. I think that helps when they know what the expectation is.
And I got to tell you guys, I'm getting hilarious texts in, and one texter says, "Forget striking, instill martial law." So a lot of frustrated parents out there. I'm afraid that's all the time that we have for it, but thank you so much. And I will put the name of both your blogs out there so that people can check them yourself, and you can get the details on Tanya's ticketing proposal. Thank you for coming in, Tanya.
My pleasure.
That's Tanya Toledano. She's a mother of four and the author of MontrealMom.com. And Kenny Badanis is a father of two, and his blog is called MenGetPregnant2.com. Kenny, thank you.